We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Chaf Sif Beis. Says the Mechaber, Zeisim Ba'anavim Shenisrasku Me'erev Shabbos. Olives and grapes, which we saw are prohibited to be squeezed on Shabbos. If they were crushed or squeezed before Shabbos, Mashkin Hayotzin Mehem Mutar, and the liquid that comes out of them, even if it comes out of them on Shabbos, is permissible. Va'afu Im Lo Nisrasku Me'erev Shabbos, even if they were not crushed on Erev Shabbos. If there are grapes that are sitting in a barrel, and in that barrel there's also wine, even if the grapes pop on Shabbos and juice comes out into them, into that wine, it is permissible to drink it on Shabbos. Because the wine is the liquid which comes out of the grapes is batel in the wine which was already in there, and therefore it is permissible to drink it. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this is somewhat problematic with a rule which we know that a davar sheyesh al matirin is not batel even be'elef, which means something which is prohibited right now but will become permissible after a time, such as our example where it would be prohibited on Shabbos but would become permissible on Shabbos, that is called the davar sheyesh al matirin, and such an item, we say, is not going to be batel even in 1,000. So therefore, the juice which comes out of this grapes should not be batel in the wine. The Mishnah Berurah explains that that rule is only true when the Isser was recognizable on its own, and then got mixed in. However, here the liquid was never recognizable on its own, because every drop that comes out of the grape, which is the Isser, actually gets mixed in to the wine immediately. And therefore, we never find that item to be recognizable on its own, and therefore it will be batel in this case, and you'll be allowed to drink that wine. Therefore, if the case was that the wine was dripping out of the grapes, rolling down into the wine that was in the barrel, then it would not be batel, because then the Isser was recognizable on its own beforehand. Sif Gimel, Chartzanim Vezagim Shenasan Alehemayim La'asos Tamad, if one had pieces of grapes and one poured water on them in order to create some kind of watered-down drink, Mutar Limshoch Mehem V'lishtosim, you can't drink from them. Va'afilu lo nasan mayim v'hayayin mismatza v'zav me'elav, even if you did not pour water onto it, rather the wine is dripping out on its own, Mutar Lishtoso, it is still permissible to drink that, once again, because of bittel, as these grapes were already crushed before Shabbos. Sif Dalet, Mutar Lischot Eshkol Anavim Lesoch Kedera Sheyesh Batavshil Kedei Lasaken HaOchel. Even though we said that it is prohibited to squeeze out juice from grapes on Shabbos, you are allowed to squeeze it out onto a plate or a bowl which has food in it in order to make the food taste better. Dahavale Mashke Habala Ochel Uka Ochel Dummy. Because the liquid which is coming out of this fruit now does not have a status of a liquid, rather it has the status of a food, and one is allowed to squeeze out food from another food. Avalim Ein Batavshel Aser. But if there is no food in the plate or in the bowl already, or in the pot, then you cannot squeeze out the liquid into the pot, as that would be the prohibition of schita. The chiddush of this, says the Mishnah Berurah, is that even if one is planning on placing that liquid into food, such as one squeezes out lemon juice into a cup in order to pour it into another cup of tea, that would be prohibited. It has to be that the liquid goes straight from the fruit which you are squeezing into the food in order to make it taste better. The Mishnah Berurah emphasizes that the chiluk is between liquid being squeezed out of the fruit versus ochel, a food being squeezed out of the fruit. If you're squeezing it out to drink it, that is liquid. If you're squeezing it out in order to improve the taste and it is going straight into the food, then that is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah, however, quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, who does prohibit even in this case, but since most poskim are cholek, one has the right to be makel, but says the Mishnah Berurah, hamachmir tavo alav bracha. Some say that it is also permissible to squeeze out grapes which have not yet ripened and take the juice out of that into food. Rabbeinu Tam prohibits this, since one would not eat the boser, those unripened grapes. It does not have a status of ochel yet, and therefore squeezing out would not be considered ochel into ochel. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this case of boser, even if it would not be asur mishum schita, it would be asur mishum boer, because you are removing ochel mitoch psolas. The juice that comes out of the boser is the ochel, and the boser is the psoles, since nobody would eat that boser. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you want to eat it immediately, then it will be mutter, because it's ochel mitoch psoles miyad biyad, and that would be permissible. However, the Magen Avraham disagrees with this and says that this too would be prohibited mishum bo'er, because this is the derech breira, since there is no other way to remove it. The Mishnah Berurah says that it is best to be machmir for this Magen Avraham. If we see that there is a possibility of the prohibition of bo'er when it comes to squeezing liquid out of a fruit, then how come we wouldn't say that squeezing water out of a shirt would also be considered to be bo'er? As the Rambam says, that is only Aser Mishum Melabein and not Borer. The Mishnah Berurah, the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, says that this is because people don't call this squeezing. People call this cleaning a baguette, and that's why it would not be Aser Mishum Borer. As we saw earlier, when it comes to washing fruits, I believe Rav Moshe Feinstein or Rav Shlomo Zalman, I don't remember which one, said that this is considered to be not Borer, since people call this washing, they don't call it Borer. As well, Shlomo Zalman Orach gives another suggestion as to why this is not Aser Mishum Bo'er. He says, if you leave the shirt as it is going to dry up, the water is going to come out on its own, so therefore this is an item which is going to be Misbarer Me'elav, the Bo'er will occur on its own, which Shlomo Zalman says is permissible.